I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. The Associated Press is reporting that Republican former President Donald Trump has 267 electoral votes after winning the crucial battleground state of Pennsylvania, putting him just 3 votes short of the 270 needed to win the Electoral College and the U.S. presidency. Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris has 224 electoral votes. Trump claimed victory before a room of jubilant supporters near his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida early Wednesday morning.
But it's a political victory that our country has never seen before, nothing like this. I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president.
A Trump victory would make him the first U.S. leader since Grover Cleveland in the 1880s to be elected to serve 9 consecutive 4-year terms. He lost his 2020 re-election bid to Democrat Joe Biden. Abortion was a major issue in the 2024 elections, with several states voting on measures to enshrine abortion rights into law. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani tells us where the measures succeeded and where they failed.
Voters struck down a measure to add abortion rights to the Florida state constitution, but sided with abortion rights advocates on ballot measures in Colorado, Maryland, Missouri, and New York. Most voters supported the Florida measure, but it fell short of the required 60% to pass constitutional amendments in the state. Most states require a simple majority. Besides enshrining access, Colorado is undoing an earlier amendment that barred using state and local government funding for abortion. Missouri voters also approved a measure that enshrines abortion rights in the state constitution and replaces a near-total ban on the procedure. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Meanwhile, the AP says the Republican Party has regained control of the U.S. Senate. Republican Governor Jim Justice of West Virginia won the seat vacated by former Democrat Joe Manchin, while Republican challenger Bernie Moreno defeated incumbent Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown. It was still unclear, as of early Wednesday morning, which party will gain control of the House of Representatives. Thousands of demonstrators gathered across Israel Tuesday to protest Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's firing of popular defense minister Yoav Gallant. Approximately 1,000 angry protesters gathered outside Netanyahu's home in Jerusalem. Netanyahu said in a statement Tuesday that the trust between Gallant and himself had evaporated over the course of Israel's war on Gaza. While Netanyahu has kept up Israel's military pressure on Hamas, Gallant has called for at least a temporary deal to bring home the hostages taken during Hamas's October 7, 2023 attack on Israel. A man at the center of one of the biggest bribery investigations in U.S. military history has been sentenced to prison. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
Former military defense contractor Leonard Francis, also known as Fat Leonard, has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for masterminding a decade-long bribery scheme that swept up dozens of U.S. Navy officers. Federal prosecutors say a judge also ordered Francis to pay $20 million in restitution to the Navy and a $150,000 fine. Prosecutors say the sentence results from Leonard's first guilty plea in 2015 concerning bribery and fraud charges, his extensive cooperation with the government, and now another guilty plea for failing to appear for his original sentencing hearing. Shortly before he was due to be sentenced in 2022, Leonard cut off a GPS monitor and fled the country. He was arrested in Venezuela. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A French court has found 18 defendants guilty in a trial that shed light on the lucrative but deadly migrant smuggling business between Britain and France along the English Channel. Here's AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The defendants were swept up in a pan-European police operation in 2022 that led to dozens of arrests and the seizure of boats, life jackets, outboard engines, paddles and cash. The court in Lille, northern France, sentenced one of the ringleaders from Iraq to 15 years in prison. Other sentences ranged from 2 to 10 years in prison. However, most of the defendants were not in court for the verdicts and sentencing. Some attended the trial remotely from various prisons in northern France, while others are not in custody. I'm Charles de la Desma.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.